Welcome to the Sermon Podcast for All Saints Lutheran Church. I am Matthew Reese, the Director of Music Ministries. All Saints is located in Davenport, Iowa, and is a member congregation of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America. Each week we bring you a recording of the gospel lesson and sermon. Thank you for joining us on this journey of faith.
Our gospel for this day is from the Gospel according to John, beginning in the 12th chapter with the 20th verse.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now among those who went up to worship at the festival were some Greeks. And they came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and they said to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." So Philip went and he spoke to Andrew, and then Andrew and Philip went together to see Jesus. And they told Jesus what had happened. And Jesus answered them, "The hour has come for the Son of Man to be glorified. Very truly I tell you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it will bear much fruit. And those who love their life lose it, and those who hate their life in this world will keep it for eternal life. Whoever serves me must follow me. And where I am, there my servant will be also. And whoever serves me, the Father will honor. Now my soul is troubled. And what should I say? Father, save me from this hour? No, it is for this reason I have come to this hour. And I say, Father, glorify your name. And then a voice came from heaven and said, I have glorified it and I will glorify it again. And the crowd standing near heard it, and they said to each other, This voice has come for, as said, the crowd standing there heard it and said, It was thunder. And others said, No, it's an angel that has spoken to him. And Jesus answered, This voice has come for your sake, not for mine. Now is the judgment of this world. Now the ruler of this world will be driven out. And I, when I am lifted up from the earth, will draw all people to myself. He said this to indicate the kind of death he would die. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. I suppose if I was to give this text that we have today a name or a theme, I would call it Loss and Renewal. It talks about how losing something very important to us may actually lead to something greater. Some people call this the secret to life. And by that I mean there's a pattern of loss and renewal that runs not only through our lives, but through this world. And even if you've never thought of this as the secret to life, I'm sure you've experienced it in many ways. Sometimes it happens by choice and others by chance. But either way, loss and renewal is there and it affects us. So let's stop for a moment and think about how this pattern may be evident in your own life. For example, have you ever fallen in love and committed your life to another individual? And if so, did you have to leave part of your old life behind? Something of your single life died so that you could be with that other person, a change you had to go through? Or how about thinking of it in terms of parenting? If you are a parent, you know that there are sacrifices you make and in your life that must be made in order for the new life, that is your child, to emerge and grow. You know, we give up part of ourselves for others. Parents are continually letting go of their child so that that child may grow up. And have you ever have you ever been the caretaker of another person, maybe an older person? And if so, you could name the parts of your life that died so that that other person might live with dignity, compassion, and love. So what are the costs, the losses you have paid for education, maybe, or for your career? You chose certain losses and let go of some things so that other things might rise. For every choice we make, every yes we say, there is at least one no, and maybe there are many no's that we have to also say simultaneously. This same sort of pattern is visible in nature. You can see it in the changing of the seasons, falling leaves, and then in the spring, like now, we begin to see new blossoms. And then there's the setting of the sun and its rising. And think of it from the perspective of Scripture, as some stories in the Bible talk about loss and renewal. There was, of course, the innocence of Adam and Eve that died so that a new awareness, a new consciousness might be born or emerge for them. Or there was Abram, who left his country and kindred so that he might become a great nation. He was named then Abraham, and he became a blessing to all of the families on earth. And of course, we recall Jacob, how he lost his old identity and was wounded so that he might become a new man in God's service. And Israel, the nation, has a new life. And James and John, they left their father, his boats and nets, to become disciples of Jesus and fishers of all people. You know, Jesus taught us, he said this, "The Son of Man is to be betrayed into human hands, and they will kill him. But 3 days, 3 days after being killed, he will rise again." There's something about this pattern of loss and renewal that is a lens through which we see Jesus. Some Greeks, they come to Philip and they say to him, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." I don't know why they want to see Jesus, but I have a few guesses. You know, Jesus is the one who turned water into wine. He cleansed the temple. He healed the son of the royal official. He healed the paralytic. He fed 5,000 with a few loaves of bread and a couple fish. He walked on water. He gave sight to the blind man. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Wow, think of all the things he had done. There's a good reason why those two Greeks wanted to see Jesus. But Philip goes and he tells Andrew about the Greeks and what they want. And then they together go and speak to Jesus. And Jesus says to them this, and this is the key verse in this passage, "Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a simple grain. But if it dies, it bears much fruit." That's the response of Jesus to those who want to see them, to the Greeks. And it's response to you and me when we come to him. And you've got to know that dying is more than simply a physical death here. Yes, it's that, but it's also a whole lot more than that. We die 1,000 deaths in a way in our lifetime. The loss of a loved one, for example, or a relationship, or maybe our health, opportunities, a dream, all deaths in a way. And we didn't want or ask for that to happen. Other time we choose our losses and death. We give up parts of ourselves for another. We change our beliefs and values so that we can become more authentically ourselves. And sometimes there are things we need to let go of that we cling to that deny us the fullness of life. And and that God offers us. And there I think of fear, anger, resentment, regret, disappointment, guilt, the need to be right and approval, things we need to leave behind us. You know, seeing Jesus isn't a spectator sport. It's a way to be followed. It's a truth to be embodied, a life to be lived. It's being that grain of wheat that falls into the ground, dies so that it may bear much fruit. And that's where we see Jesus. It's in the letting go, the emptying, the leaving behind, and the dying that makes space for something new in you and me. You've probably had at least one time in your life when you looked back, on it and you say, you know, I never want to go through that again. Or, but I wouldn't trade that experience for anything. What is that time for you when you came to a real change in your life and you were leaving something behind and reaching out for something new? As difficult or as painful as those experiences may be, in a way they bore fruit. You were changed and your life was renewed. It was one of those times when you were actually the grain of wheat that fell into the earth and died. And I'll bet it was one of those times when you knew, hey, Jesus was here. He was working through this event. You had seen Jesus. When you experienced the Holy, when you were absolutely convinced that God was present and working in your life to bring something new out of something that you had left behind. Maybe that's the grain of wheat that needs to fall into the earth and die. That doesn't mean we don't want to go back or and redo whatever happened. It just means that we want to trust the promise Jesus makes to us of a new life. It's more than wishful thinking. And sometimes it's really sort of hard to do that. And you know that as well as I do. Letting go, however, does not mean rejection or walking away. And it does not mean choosing absence over being present. Instead, letting go is what allows us to be more authentically present to ourselves and to one another. It makes room for that new life and new way of being present to arise in our life. Our letting go gives God something to work with. Why then would we continue to cling, to live as an isolated, self-enclosed, single grain of wheat when, like that grain of wheat, we can produce a greater fruit? This is the troubling secret of our life. Unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies, it remains just a single grain. But if it dies, it will rise and bear much fruit. So now think of this. What is the grain of wheat in your life today? What is it that needs to fall into the earth and then die and reemerge? What are the things, if you lost them, you are sure you would just die to see them go? Maybe those are the very places waiting now to emerge and bear much fruit in your life. Maybe that's where you too will see Jesus, his grace, his mercy, his power. But you know that you don't plant a seed and go back in 10 minutes and somehow think, or the next day, and somehow think, wow, that's going to sprout and grow all of a sudden. Instead, the sort of growth, the sort of rising that we're talking about, it can sometimes be slow. And that fruit of the new life, well, it can take us some time, usually longer than we want because we want that action right away. Yet even when unseen, even when unbelieved or unrecognized, the power and life of God are present. And they are working in the depths of our life. In the dark and in hidden places, they are helping unfold that new change that will exceed our expectation. That's the mystery of life. And so I say to you now, may God work in your life and bring that renewal to you. May you discover that new life, and may that life be guided and inspired and brought to be reality by the grace and power of God made visible in Jesus Christ. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. It is our prayer that this podcast is a blessing to you on your journey. For more information about All Saints, please visit us online at allsaintsdavenport.org. May God bless you this week and always.